I am now talking to Ms. Christine Anderson, member of the European Parliament, live from Brussels. Ms. Anderson has been to Japan recently and will talk about her new findings as new mRNA vaccines are being launched there. Good morning, Ms. Anderson. Thank you for your time.
A pleasure. Good morning.
Today we want to talk about what you saw, heard, and experienced in Japan. What new insights did you gain?
The case is that a new generation of mRNA injections will be rolled out at the beginning of October. To make a long story short, we are now talking about mRNA injections being on steroids, actually. If you think back, the original mRNA injection was sold to us at the beginning as remaining in the injection site in the upper arm. And that was a lie. The spike protein has also been detected in countless regions of the body. And this new or novel technology is aimed at spreading throughout the entire body. And what is particularly remarkable is that what is practically being injected here are biological printing machines or copying machines. This is called self-amplifying or self-replicating mRNA. And what it basically does is that it integrates the blueprint into the genes in order to produce these antigens. Again, packaged with lipid nanoparticles, as I said, to ensure that all cells can be penetrated. And yes, again, it integrates the genes necessary for reproduction, replication, the coding mRNA necessary for the spike protein to virtually replicate itself there and make copies of itself. Again, it is a biological copying machine that is now being injected.
This means that if the body absorbs these new self-amplifying mRNA vaccines, as they are called, it goes its own way then, because they are copying machines, it continues and it no longer needs the 2 months of booster vaccinations, but should then continue to develop in the body itself.
Exactly. And what is particularly problematic, as we have just mentioned, is that nobody can tell you whether this process will stop at some point. And if so, when will it stop? There is also no guarantee. Then we have the problem of shedding. Shedding was already possible with mRNA injections. And here it is. Highly probable that this will happen. Not only highly probable, but as I said, it is this self-copying process. In so far, there will be shedding. This means that even people who are not injected with this substance will be affected. Now, of course, transmission is not via air or anything like that. But of course, it is not only highly probable via bodily fluids, but that will be the case. And in this respect, we are dealing with a problem here in that we no longer have to talk only about transmission from person to person, but in particular about transmission from person to the entire environment. Another major problem is that aliviruses are being used here in principle to inject this technology. Alpha viruses are characterized by the fact that they are able to replicate across species to reproduce. And in this respect, the evolutionary pressure to which all viruses are subject is not to cause too much damage to their hosts, which is practically reduced here dramatically. In plain language, this means that if a virus has the possibility of having several species as hosts, then it can certainly be deadly in one species as long as other species are available. An example of this is the so-called Eastern equine encephalitis, which is triggered by a virus. In boats, for example, this hardly causes any damage, although it can certainly have fatal consequences in humans. So this evolutionary pressure is taken away. And we are then actually dealing with the fact that the entire environment will be affected. We're really talking about primates, rodents, birds, and sometimes even fish that could be potential hosts. And that would practically be a virus that will last for all time. Insofar, it is highly dangerous. Yes, and there is no end in sight. No one can say how long this replication process will continue. In this respect, it's highly alarming.
You say nobody can say how long the replication process will continue. I assume that naturally there are no long-term studies on this in Japan either. There is no corresponding experience there. They will want to do this in the same way as with the COVID injection, that all the side effects and all the experience will be collected post-marketing, as now proven in the RKI files. Is this a conditional approval that has now been granted in Japan, or how can we imagine this?
First question to ask is, why did they actually choose Japan? In my opinion, there are two reasons for this. The first reason is that when you roll out a new product like this, you might look for a market where the hurdles to approval are somewhat lower than they might be in Europe or the USA. And that seems to be the case here in Japan. And a second reason, which I think is actually even more important, is if you take a look at Japanese society. The Japanese are generally very conscientious and dutiful. The Japanese don't have a reputation for going on the barricades precisely because they are very respectful. It's just more in their nature. And I think this fundamentally positive characteristic of the Japanese people is really used as a weapon here. So there is no great fear of resistance. So in my opinion, these are the reasons why Japan was chosen. In order to be able to say afterwards, yes, we did it in Japan. And as long as people don't drop like flies, to put it bluntly, to can say then it seems to be safe and effective. So you have the safety and effectiveness again, which you can then somehow prove in some imaginary studies. This makes it all the easier to roll out these products in markets where the hurdles are somewhat higher, such as Europe or the USA. And that to me seems to be the case here.
But there are probably also critical voices or scientists or doctors in Japan who are against it. Have you met or talked to any of them?
Yes, of course. That was basically the reason for my trip to Japan. We were there for the 6th International COVID Summit. It's a conference where scientists from all over the world come together. So we've already had one here in Brussels. We've already had one in Rome. We've already been to Washington, D.C. So we are now traveling all over the world. And as I said, renowned scientists from all kinds of sectors are coming together to raise awareness of the issue. We've also been to the Japanese parliament at the invitation of 3 Japanese parliamentarians and highlighted the problem there. And that was very well received. It was a 3-day conference, and on the 4th day, we organized a rally. I have to say that 50,000 people turned up. I would never have thought it possible that we would be able to get 50,000 people on the streets in Japan, in Tokyo, but we succeeded. In other words, word got around there too. I mean, we're only just beginning to realize what great damage the mRNA injection itself has caused. And new findings are being added every day. When we talk about the RKI files, it has now been documented in black and white that this mRNA injection was at best useless, in worst case harmful, and at worst even fatal. And yet they are now going one better. But overall, I have to say that now there is resistance in Japan. As I said, 50,000 Japanese are on the streets to protest. The language barrier makes it difficult to evaluate the first statements, but the writings can be deciphered. But as far as I've heard, nobody wants this self-amplifying mRNA. Even retirement homes say, don't bother, we don't want it. In so far, the International COVID Summit was a success. We made sure that it got on the radar of a lot of people. And hopefully it has meant that very few people are now being injected with this toxic substance.
I also think our interview is a very important message to the German-speaking countries to do everything they can to prevent these substances from reaching Europe so that there is no next test field here with people as guinea pigs. You will probably do everything you can in the European Parliament too to block this. Are there already initial efforts here?
No, as far as I know, but we are told everything. As far as I know, it has not yet been published here, but I am very sure. That the Commission already has the relevant documents. The EMA will also have the relevant documentation. It has simply not yet been considered necessary to make this available to a wider audience. But we really must make it clear once again. So these samRNA, in fact, mRNA on steroids, there is no guarantee as to how this could be limited again. Because these alpha viruses that are used here are able to spread to a wide variety of species and survive there. In addition, the alpha viruses are also able to survive outside a host for a longer period of time. We will then have the transition to the entire environment, i.e. not only humans, but also animals and so on. So it might spread across the entire globe. I don't know now how we will ever get to grips with it again if it actually turns out to attack our own body cells and possibly cause deaths.
Perhaps as a final question, have you heard in Japan what the official justification is for why this is needed now? You have already mentioned the numerous damages and the uselessness of the previous mRNA injections. What argument is being used to literally push this on people now?
The reason why this is being done at all is, of course, the deadly COVID virus. It's still buzzing around everywhere. So this basic fear is being maintained. So COVID is still there, and then we have the nasty consequence of it, the long COVID. Although no one has yet investigated or even wants to investigate long COVID, is that actually a consequence of a disease, or is it a consequence of this mRNA injection? As I said, this is upheld, and the argument for this samRNA is now said to be precisely because it is self-replicating. Because it continues to copy and replicate itself, so boosters are no longer needed. People have now realized that mRNA injection is somehow only temporary. It helps, if at all, then only temporarily. Then it has to be boosted again and again. The negative effects it had on the natural immune system had to be practically compensated for with these booster vaccinations. And now people are relying on this self-amplifying mRNA in hope these boosters will no longer be necessary because it will continue to replicate itself. That is the argument why this technology is now being used.
allow me a follow-up. Ms. Anderson, now is the time, I think, to finally get serious about dealing with the coronavirus at all levels before this madness reaches Europe. After all, we have to destroy the narrative that COVID is a deadly pandemic, because that's the only argument for continuing research.
Yes, of course, but the will to do so is lacking. We saw it here in the COVID special committee that we had in this house. Despite all the lies that we exposed there, despite all the fake news that was spread by the EMA or the European Commission, despite all that, every single lie is still repeated in this final report. So the mRNA has been safe and effective. It has saved 20 million lives. These are outright lies. There is no damage. And now you can perhaps see, yes, there has been some damage here and there. But myocarditis is treatable. It's not all that bad. But the point is that we are now seeing myocarditis in children. And the point is that in the past, there were 2 to 3 cases of children with myocarditis a year. Now there are 2 to 3 cases a week in the cardiologist's practices. It's crazy what we're seeing right now, but nonetheless, there is no will to deal with it. The German parliament has now finally postponed the reappraisal, initially until the next parliamentary term. This is simply no longer acceptable and can no longer be tolerated. Trust, the trust in science in this area and also in doctors that has been lost, must first be painstakingly restored. God forbid we would now actually be facing a danger in form of a health hazard. Who is supposed to believe them if we are not prepared to say, okay, we have to take a close look at what has actually happened here in the last 4 years? Have they actually listened to the science? No, they haven't. Science has been misused to give a scientific touch to politically determined goals. But as I said, trust that has been lost must be regained. However, I have little hope that this will succeed. I am now a member of the Public Health Committee, where I learned my first lesson after having summarized what is particularly important to me and, of course, put a big focus on the reappraisal. When I again was accused of providing fake news, spreading disinformation, and was told be ashamed of myself, so to speak, for even questioning the blessed mRNA injection. As I said, people are not prepared to look at it, even though the RKI protocols are accessible to virtually everyone, but one has to want to.
Those responsible will continue to stonewall because they are all in on it. It's a cohesive coterie of media, justice, and politics. A fundamental change is needed. It is our turn to bring about a change in awareness through educational work. Thank you, Ms. Anderson, for this compact interview. We may continue this elsewhere because I think we need to continue our educational work, especially if we are facing new, very dangerous adversity here.
Exactly. You are absolutely right, and we will do everything we can to bring this forward.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Gerade jetzt darf die Aufklärungsarbeit nicht locker lassen. Helfen Sie auf eins mit Ihrer Spende.